yeah, she likes to stick her nose in people's butts. Yeah, a lot of people play the fourth. A lot of people play the fourth and don't like fifth edition because they're like, oh no, it's too simplistic.
But this one's all D20?
No. I mean, when I play, I use a D20, use a D8 a lot.
Yeah.
I use a D10.
There was one. I thought there was one that
was mostly those. Third, mostly those three.
All D20.
Maybe. Like
almost all D20.
It is the die of choice for. As emblematic of the series. But you use that a lot for like, oh, make a. Like, if you're going to die, it's your D20 that's going to kill you.
Yeah. I mean, it's because like, you have to, like, you know, attack and save throws and all that kind of stuff, so.
Yeah. Yeah, most the D10 and D8 were mostly used for...
damage.
Yeah.
Damage. But destruction, terror.
The 20 is all saves.
Yeah.
It's like, roll it. Oh, yeah, you're dead.
All right.
I think you're D20. Your trusty D20.
Your old D20.
Douchebag die.
Give him the old D20, you know what I mean?
Right up the poop chute.
Like the rendezvous with her, Rochambeau.
Yes.
I'm fine.
She's still wandering around. Like, it usually doesn't have anyone but me in the shop. So she's
like, what kind of exciting and wonderful things are happening?
And she's fascinated. James is here. Yes, it's right.
That's right.
I know. It is fascinating. Yes, don't kiss me.
Love. Exciting and new.
Kiss James.
There's a dog who wants to kiss you. It's the love dog. Soon you'll be loving a lot of dog.
Kiss James. Kiss James on his mouth.
No, don't kiss me on my mouth.
Kiss James in his mouth.
No, that's okay.
All right, we'll go.
I mean,
now.
They say like dogs have fewer germs in their mouths than humans do.
Yeah, but they're like, mostly butthole germs.
Yeah, they're butthole germs and like toilet water germs and stuff.
They don't drink from the toilet. We keep them closed.
Okay, well that's good.
My grandfather used to let his dog drink from the toilet all the time. That's how you knew where it was.
Yeah.
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 I guess we should get started. Hey, James.
Really?
Welcome to Dork!
Welcome to Dork.
I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And I'm Nick Moore, and you're listening to Dork.
Did you, like, have it running when I walked
in? I had it running right when I sat
down.
Oh. As you can tell, James is in the murder shop.
I'm in the house, y'all.
So I was actually able to really fool him.
Yes.
It's been a while.
Because, yeah, usually there's like a little thing that says live.
Yeah.
So.
So nice, James. So nice to have you aboard.
You're a fucker.
James is in town for why?
I'm in town for waffles, Nick.
Oh, you came here all the way just for waffles?
Well, you know, it's one of those things where it's like, well, I should go to Baton Rouge one day this week. Which day should it be?
Waffle day.
Should it be the day that's not waffle day, or this other day that's not waffle day, or should I just come on waffle day?
Waffle day it is.
Yeah. Well, I came 2 weeks ago and had waffles with my friend Leah, who was, like, moving to Portland. So this is, like, our last opportunity to have waffles. And so, like an idiot, I posted on Facebook about that, and all my friends were like, where the fuck did you invite us to waffles? We want waffles, too!
Did they all show up today for waffles?
Pretty much, yeah. It was, like, 8 people there.
Wow. But they appreciated the business.
Yes. At Go Yaya's.
Waffle Wednesday.
Waffle Wednesdays. It's usually a crepe place, but, you know.
Crepes?
Crepes. And some of my friends had crepes instead of the chicken and waffles, but.
Why would you go to Waffle Wednesday and get crepes?
To see me.
Yeah, but you're there.
I mean, I was there. That's why I was there on Wednesday.
But you make the trip just for waffles.
Yeah, I do. But, like, they came to the trip just for me. So no matter what they ate, I would still be there eating waffles. But they're like, you know, smoked Gouda waffles with, you know, crispy fried chicken and a honey jalapeno garlic sauce. So
that sounds delicious.
Yeah, it was delicious. Mm. Oh, so tasty.
So you're a teacher now.
I am a teacher.
And it's summer vacation.
It is.
What does that mean for you? Is it as awesome as you thought it'd be when you were in high school?
I mean, kind of. I mean, it's basically just like high school when, like, you were going to school and then, like, you were off for the summer. So, So I'm off for the summer.
So you're doing anything?
So far I've gone to Bonnaroo, which is like, I mean, I'd like left for a week to go to Tennessee and be hot at a music festival.
Yeah, that's why James was here. I mean, Sonny was here last week.
Yeah. And I was not.
And James was not.
Well, I mean, I've done it for the last few years, so.
Yeah.
And it was just as hot and just as, you know, dirty. And but there weren't like many music acts that I was, like, excited to see. Like, last year I saw, like, you know, Billy Joel, and the year before it was, like, Trombone Shorty and Macklemore and Paul McCartney and Tom Petty. I mean, Paul McCartney was one act, and then Tom Petty was like Paul McCartney. I realized when I said that. It's like, it's not like a Traveling Wilbury modification. But yeah, but like this year it was just like, I don't really want to see anybody. I don't care.
Nothing exciting?
Not really. I mean, it was like LCD Sound System and M83. Yeah. Like, they did the music for Oblivion, and I was like, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. And I listened to some of their other stuff, but there wasn't like, there was nobody that was like, oh yeah, I gotta see them. So I was there, and I still had to like camp and get hot and, you know, hang out with the fucking, the heat and the humidity.
Yeah, none of that.
But like, without, you know, the other emphasis would be like, all right. And like other years, we've also like been able to, we had like the special artist wristbands, and we're able to sneak into where like they have like these nice flushing toilets and stuff. But yeah, I was
not this year.
Yeah, not this year. They were like, ugh. Yeah. So like porta potties all the way.
God awful.
Yeah, it was not great. But you know,
I want none of that.
I was actually thinking at certain points, going, I'm sitting here like thinking complaining to myself like how bad this situation is. And, like, you know, substandard showers and, like, porta-potties and stuff. And I'm like, there's people in the world that would, like, you know, even this level of comfort, they would be very, very thankful for. And I'm sitting here, like, all first world being like, can't wait to get back to air conditioning and my comfy bed, blah, blah, blah. And I'm doing this on purpose. Like, I, like, chose to go to this music festival and, you know, have these deprivations. And, like, I'm complaining about it. But, like, there's other people that are just, like, you know, I never had to worry about not getting food or, like, you know, being able to track down clean water to drink. But, you know, I was still complaining about it.
You should.
Yeah, because I'm American.
Like, you don't live there. Like, there's other people, I'm sure, if you were like, hey, why don't you come to America? Or why don't you come from where you're at to a developed country where you don't have to deal with this? They'd be like, oh, yeah. Yeah.
And then, transportation. Yeah.
And then I'll live there for, like, a couple years. And then I'll go camping and complain about how I don't have air conditioning and clean water. I mean, you get used to it fast. You're like, oh, wow, this is nice. I don't have to walk 12 miles for water every day.
Yeah.
Great. Yeah, if I had to do this again, boy, I would. It's like your grandparents always complaining about how hard they had it.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, you kids today.
Yeah, no,
we
idea.
Don't have it like that. Yeah. We're too busy learning all knowledge available in the palm of our hand.
This is true.
Like, even casual, like kids, like Carol and I are doing Little Mermaid right now. We're crewing it. And it's a pretty young cast. There are a lot of, not, I wanted to say, like, children, but there are, like, the youngest person in the cast, I think, is, like, 13, 14?
Yeah.
Right? And it's, like,
it's a pretty youthful enterprise.
Yeah. And, you know, the cast, like, there's a guy playing Triton, I think he's, like, in his 50s. But, for the most part, it's, you know, 20s. Like, it's going to get very loving if you touch him.
Okay. That's my dick.
Like, you mean to put her inside? I should probably put her inside. She's gonna bother you.
No, I just will stop touching her. I'll stop petting her.
She's gonna come bother you. Pawn over. She's like, James is here.
We'll put her on DEFCON 3, but we won't make any action yet.
Yeah, she likes everybody.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, that's what I wanted after the last dog. It was very super aggressive. But anyway, like, kids are intuitively, I say kids, but you know, at this point, people in their early 20s. Intuitively, kids, yeah. Are like, hey, yeah, I get the phone. I can, like, it's this constant.
It's like, what's the answer to that? Oh yeah, blah blah blah. Let me look that up. And yeah. Like, I mean, I'm doing that now. I mean, I'm way past my 20s.
Yeah, but you know, so all the people that complain about technology, mostly like, you know, my parents' age. Everybody's always looking at their phones, stuff like that. Shut up! You were looking in, you know, newspapers and the like all the time
because that was what was available.
Yeah.
I mean, if I had to go look up something in an encyclopedia these days, then yeah, I probably would, but I don't have to.
Yeah, but the level of informed that they are is, it's mind-blowing. Because they've just gotten used to, like, if I have air, I know. I have this little prosthetic brain in my hand.
We were like, what's the name of the lady that plays Orphan Black? Tatiana... We were having a discussion about her. We were saying, like, oh, she's not British. But I can't remember what country she's from. And, like, we looked it up. Oh, Canada. There you go. Boom. 5-second conversation.
Yeah. And you're not wasting all your time with the bullshit conversations about, what's that song? No, not that one.
And those arguments were, like, you know, oh, no, the lyrics are this. No, the lyrics are this. Or, like, where did that song come from? Yeah.
You have an entire generation that doesn't have to wander around their whole lives being stupid. Unless they want to.
They don't have to.
Yeah.
But
it does take a modicum of effort.
And a lot of them are making that effort.
Have you made an effort to watch Preacher yet?
Mm-mm.
Buddy.
Yeah, I've just realized when you said that. It's like, oh, crap, it's probably premiered by now.
Yeah, the third episode was this last weekend.
Well, shit.
And it's, you know, it's a slow build. I say it's a slow build because I read the comics. So, like, you're like, oh, come on, this isn't even close. But they're doing really good with it. Like, they cast everybody really well. Tulip is fantastic. Cassidy is fantastic.
Has Arseface made an appearance yet?
Episode one.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
But they're doing some things a little bit different, but it's good. They're doing a really good job with it. Something else that really surprised me. Did you watch Voltron on Netflix yet?
No.
Dude.
I'm behind, I'm telling you.
DreamWorks handled the reboot for Netflix. And last night, Carol and I watched the pilot episode, which is actually an hour and 20 minutes, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, and then it's 20-minute episodes after that. There are 23-minute episodes.
Right, so it's basically like 5 or 6 episodes in one.
Yeah, it's like here's the big premise.
Oh, yeah, like in the olden days when they had like a 5-part opener, like with the original Transformers cartoon.
Yeah.
They had like a 5-part.
You have to set it up.
Yeah.
It's good. And I don't mean like, oh, my nostalgia is what. No, it's good. It is very entertaining.
Even if you've never heard of Voltron.
Even if you've never. Carol has never heard of Voltron. Like, she kind of know. She was aware of Voltron as a thing. She's like, so it's lions and they turn into a robot. I'm like, there you go. It's the whole thing. And they've just done a fantastic job with it. It is very entertaining. It's funny. The action is fun. Like, there's a couple times where we're both sitting up going, yeah! Like, it's good. It is very enjoyable. We watched that and then we watched the second episode.
So
if you watched it as a kid and you're like, oh man, I love Voltron. You like this. Some things are a little different, but it's not bad. It works.
Yeah.
It's very good. Giant lion robots that fly. And
I mean, if you're going to watch Japanese animation or be familiar with stuff from Japanese animation, you got to be comfortable with the idea of flying robots, whether they're shaped like humans or dogs or lions or what. You know, that's
And when they finally, form up Voltron and then, like, have them fight and stuff like that, you're just like, yes! They did an excellent job with it. They do some stuff that, like, you always say, why don't they do that why didn't they do that, you know, in the cartoon? The writers thought of that. They're like, yeah, huh, let's try that out. So it's really cool. And there's a lot, because it's modern, it's made now, there's a lot of jokes and stuff they make and a kind of charisma that they put into it that wasn't in the original show. So
it's a little bit more sophisticated.
Yeah, man.
All right.
It's good.
Yeah, I'll definitely have to check it out. Sorry, I was thinking about the Voltron, how they had the sword, and then when I was watching Pacific Rim, and there was that scene where the flying monster, like, takes Gypsy Ranger, or whatever the name of the thing, Gypsy Danger, up, and, like, then Gypsy, like, pulls out a sword and, like, hacks at it. And I was like, well, why didn't he use the sword the whole time? Yeah. Yeah. You have to, like, build up to that? You have to be level 5 Gypsy Danger in order to use the sword?
Yeah, no, just use the sword all the time.
All the time. I mean, it works. Just boom.
You didn't have to use the oil tanker. Just the sword. Use the sword.
Yeah.
Solve your problem.
And bingo.
Yeah. What else has happened? Did you hear about Kevin Smith's latest TV project?
Which one is that?
Ever since he did that Flash episode, he got back into TV. He smokes just a shitload of pot.
Yeah.
So he did the Flash episode, and he enjoyed it. It was a good experience. And he's been making movies the past few years, but they've been part of his True North trilogy. Like, he did Tusk, and then he did Yo-Hosers. And the movies he kind of made for himself.
Right.
I don't know if you saw Tusk.
I didn't. I kept meaning to.
It's not bad. It's got a lot of in-jokes for people that listen to all his podcasts.
Oh.
Like, lots of them.
Okay.
There's lots of stuff that you're like, what? I don't get that reference at all. If you never listen to the podcast, there's lots of stuff that you can be like, this is the dumbest fucking thing I've ever seen. But if you're a fan, you're like, oh, okay, that's good. It's fan service. It's fun. And at the end of it, they play the excerpt from the podcast where he came up with the idea for making the movie.
Yeah.
And it's a joke. Like, the whole thing is a joke. Like, and he's, they're dying laughing about it. And you just saw the, So it's fun in that way. But he'd been trying to make the next, a Mallrats sequel, and he got sold on the idea of doing this as a 10-episode TV series, and see, maybe it'll take off after that. So he got that. The one that really caught my eye, though, is he's doing Buckaroo Banzai
as a TV show. Oh, Buckaroo
Banzai. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he wants to do the first season will be the Buckaroo Banzai, the Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai Across the Eighth Dimension. And that'll be the first season, and then the second season will be the sequel that they were going to do.
Oh, yeah. What was it called?
I can't remember.
I don't know, but they're like, yeah, they talk about it.
Something equally ridiculous.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he's doing that, so that should be interesting at the least.
I would love to see Kevin Smith's take on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of humor to it that you know, that makes the movie fun. If you take it super serious, it's stupid. But...
Or it's so ridiculous. If you take it too seriously, it goes ridiculous in the other direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's that. What else? Jesus. There was talk of a Harley Quinn standalone movie.
I've heard talk about that. I mean, ever since they started showing previews for the Suicide Squad.
Yeah. So it's going to bring in, like, Batgirl and stuff like that.
Maybe. Or probably Poison Ivy.
Yeah. Yeah. Which could be fun. What other nerd?
I think it would be cool if they had that one episode of the animated series where Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy are like running around doing their own thing.
Yeah.
And then this distinct part I remember is like at the end they're like, "No man can take us prisoner," and then like you know what's her name, Montoya, the female the female cop like shoots their tire out and she's like, "Well, no man is taking your picture." Yeah. Like I think if they had just had like a straight police detective who was a woman, like, you know, dogging their heels the entire time, along with, like, maybe Batgirl also. Like, I think that would be a nice way to... another additional aspect on that. That would be cool.
Yeah, and then Batman busts him at the end. Just be like, aha!
What, how did you get here?
Like, 30
I'm
second...
Batman!
30 second cameo. Yeah. He just pops in right at the end. Aha! Solved the problem. Taking care of it.
Yeah. And she's like, I already had them. No, you didn't. I'm Batman.
All five seasons of the Batman animated series... from like 91 or they're all on Amazon Prime.
Yeah, they are.
So I've been watching all those again.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I've watched a few of them.
Yeah.
But I actually already own them on DVD, so.
I did not.
I've seen them. Yeah, I've seen them more recently than they've aired, so. Yeah. And then, yeah, I watched the Superman animated series by the same production company. That whole thing, those were really fucking enjoyable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think, like, the Batman ones especially, like, captured the quintessence of what Batman is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, speaking of which, you saw that not only are they coming out with an animated Killing Joke movie with Mark Hamill as the Joker,
mm-hmm.
and I'm pretty sure Kevin Conroy is Batman. Yeah, but they're actually going to, like, release it in theaters.
I saw you posted that.
On the, it's going to be, like, a Fathom event. So it's not, like, you know, a regular release. It's just going to be, like, a one- or two-night event.
Still.
Yeah. Still might be enjoyable.
Catch that.
Yeah.
Let's see.
Because I'm Batman.
James.
Nick?
What are your thoughts on mermaids?
Are you asking if I think they're real?
No. No. that'd be a whole other conversation. I don't think mermaids are real, James.
Okay.
But I've been thinking about mermaids a lot.
Is it because you're like involved with this Little Mermaid?
Because
thing?
I'm doing Little Mermaid. Yeah.
What are you doing?
What do you mean?
Like, what part are you playing?
I'm not in it. I'm just crewing.
You're what?
I'm crewing.
I'm on
crew. It's a lot of special effects.
Okay.
A lot of flying.
Mermaids are cool, but, like, you know, it's not like I would be able to have sex with the ones that I want to have sex with. And the ones I'd be able to have sex with, I wouldn't want to.
You mean the fish on top, woman on bottom?
Yes.
Yeah, it's fucked up.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, you get blowjobs from, like, a regular mermaid.
Yeah, you could.
But...
And you could play with the boobies.
Yeah, you can play with the boobies.
We did American Gods at the most recent Neil Gaiman book club.
Uh-huh.
And there's a scene where the leprechaun's talking about, I knew a girl once and she let me play with her boobies. Anyway.
Have you seen the casting for that?
I sound like a pirate.
They cast... Hey, girl. Just popping in.
Hey!
She's got her Leia at the Metal Ceremony hairdo.
Oh, yeah, she does. She does have the look going on.
A little bit. A little bit.
Maybe I'm unconsciously channeling my inner Leia.
Perhaps.
No, I just want to say hi and let you know I'm home.
All right. Love you.
Love you.
I love you too.
Yes, we're recording.
Hi, listeners. I love you too.
I don't know if they'll be able to hear that. You're far away from the mic.
She loves you too. That's the word. Because I'm Batman.
Yeah, but the mermaids, like, they have to have a poo hole, right? Like fish.
Fish have poo holes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They
so
have posterior anuses or whatever it's called.
So here's the thing, like, they've got like a cloaca.
Okay, keep going.
Right.
Yes.
Okay. They just poop out of.
Right.
But they also lay eggs out of.
Right.
So I'm thinking about it. Where the fuck do mermaids come from? Like, how does that make any sense? So,
you mean,
like,
how do they come? Oh, like, what's their origin? Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, they could spawn like frogs, where like the female lays the eggs.
And the guy, like.
And the guy passes over to spray semen all over it.
Right. This is just more. It's more than frogs that do that, but yes.
Yeah. Frogs are the first thing that comes to mind. But yeah, probable. It's probable. That's probably how they mate. But I'm thinking they've got tits, and the males have nipples, right? So
okay,
more than likely they have evolved from like an echidna-based.
Oh, like a monitor.
Evolution, yes.
Like it's so a mammal that lays eggs.
They're cool-blooded.
Basically.
They're mammals. They lay eggs, and they produce milk. So the only, and so I'm thinking that like echidna spines could evolve into like a spiny scaly tail.
So you're thinking not a mermaid, but like an anti-dermaid. I don't know what the phrase would be. Because mer means sea, right?
Yeah.
And like maid is like...
Well, I mean, that's where the seahorses are horses in the sea. It's like, it's not a real horse.
Right.
This isn't a real maiden.
Yeah.
But so along
you're
that... You're
thinking of something that's like half echidna and half human?
No. Like if we had evolved from echidnas instead of monkeys, and we hung out in the water a lot. Like,
yes.
Maybe that's where
mermaids come
but
from.
It doesn't explain how they can breathe underwater because they don't have gills.
How do you know they don't have gills?
They don't go, and you don't see their necks open up.
Yeah, I mean, it may just be, like, on the inside, instead of a lung system, then it's, like, you know, some kind of other aquatic adapted system. For example, I just watched the last part of The Abyss.
Hmm?
You remember, and they had Ed Harris had that diving suit where they
super
filled,
oxygenated.
Yeah, they like filled it with water,
uh-huh.
or filled it with a liquid that was like super oxygenated, and he breathed that.
Mm-hmm.
So I mean, your lungs. I mean, like, you know, like they pointed out in the movie as well. When we're in our mother's womb, like we're getting oxygen and like we're functioning.
Yeah, but via the umbilicus.
Yeah,
you get an oxygenated blood through that. You're not breathe like they're
yeah,
like
yeah,
we all
that.
Breathed water for 9 months. We didn't breathe
no,
water.
No, no,
our lungs are full of fluid.
Yeah,
but you didn't.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, like, it may be some. It may just they may not be normal lungs. Is all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of, I mean, they not be gills as we understand them, but they're not lungs as we understand them, and so they have a process where they have oxygenated water that comes in, and they respire it out. Inspire, perspire, respire. Yes.
Respirate.
Try not to hate. What were you thinking?
What about mermaids?
About how they breathe. About how you couldn't answer how they breathe?
No, it's all bullshit. Like they talk, like, but they don't go like porpoises. You know, like in
yeah.
And
but
again, I'm confined to the world of the Little Mermaid, James, because that's the world I've been
right.
In for the
last
Little
month. Mermaid, they like you know they speak English and they talk normally and they're just blah blah.
Yeah,
blah.
Yeah, and she can sign her name, but she can't write her name down for Eric to go. Oh, what's your name? And she's like, because she doesn't talk.
Yeah,
and all she has to do is like go, hi, hello, my name is Errol. I am a mer person. I've sold my soul to a sea witch so that I could have a vagina, which, by the way, is also horrifying. See, that's the thing. There's another thing to it, is that, like, so Ariel, you're familiar with the story. Ariel...
I saw the movie.
Okay, so Ariel trades her voice to Ursula to become human for 3 days.
Right.
If at the end of 3 days the prince has not kissed her, then she turns into a little sea slug thing and is...
That poor unfortunate soul, yes.
Exactly. And she didn't really want her little weird body living in her cave. She wants to trade her to Triton for Triton's power. You know, it's all...
Yeah. It's a long con. A 3-day con.
So, yeah. So Ursula immediately fucks herself over by turning her human underwater, so she has to swim as fast as she can to the surface.
Well,
with these legs that she doesn't
like,
really know.
Flounder and Sebastian. Over.
Exactly. She didn't know how this shit works. So she almost drowns her immediately.
Yeah.
Immediately just fucking herself over. So that's a problem. But... Ariel gets to the surface.
Right.
Right? And
right.
She's just sitting on the beach looking at her legs. She's not screaming at the fact that, one, her entire digestive tract has changed.
Yeah.
Like, that's different. She's got a large intestine, small intestine.
Yeah, but can she feel that?
An anus. Oh, yes. Like, Fish Cloaca is, I don't know if you ever watch fish just, like, shit. They just shit while they're swimming around. I'm guessing that's what mermaids do, too.
Right, but, like, right now, do you actively feel your large intestine and small intestine?
You do, but you don't realize that's what it is. Unless you, like,
right.
I do because I've had 4 colonoscopies. Like, I'm very aware of my gutty worms. Like, I can go, oh, yeah, that's that. Like, I, you know, or, like, your stomach. You can feel when your stomach rumbles. But I'm not saying that she's, like, going, ah, I feel different inside. Although she probably will because she lives off of, like, shellfish and kelp. And now her human body's trying to deal with all this raw seafood that she's been eating. Right?
Yeah.
So that's a nightmare. And so she's going to shit in open air for the first time. Like, she's been shitting in the water without even thinking about it. I'm sure, like, at that big concert at the palace,
they were all shitting, like, you just see people, it's like, oh, there's a little brown cloud there.
Yeah, it just floats off. No big deal.
Yeah,
or it's that little ropey fish shit.
Yeah.
Like, that's what they got going on, James. They're not thinking about it. You know, so that's another thing. When she got to the palace, forget the snorblat and the dingle hopper with her combing her hair with the fork. Like, she's
like walking around and all
shitting
of a sudden,
her pants. Yeah.
And she's like, huh, that's unusual. It doesn't usually stick to me.
That smells terrible. And it came out of my body. And it's all over me. It's stuck to me now.
Yeah, it's like sliding down my leg.
This is disgusting.
Usually it just floats away.
And then she pisses. And she's like, what is it? What is that? Like, that's a horrifying thing.
Oh.
And she's now has ovaries, assuming. I'm assuming that she's now got full female downstairs. Otherwise, the second one where they had a kid would make no sense. So that's got to be horrifying.
Yeah, I haven't seen the second one.
I haven't either, but on the cover, they've got a little...
Yeah, that's typically what happens.
She got a little mermaid kid that's got Eric's hair. She didn't get the mermaid hair. She got the long, flowing black hair. Like, oddly enough, like evil Ursula. Ursula looked like Ariel, but with black hair. I don't know, so maybe they fucked. But, that's not the point. So let's say she is completely human. Like, she curses, like, swim, human child. So let's say she double curses her. First day on Earth, period. Like, what do you do? Eric, she can't explain this. She just, like, I'm just in screaming pain and bleeding constantly from this new hole. Like, that's awful.
Yeah.
And what does Eric do to comfort her? He says, hey, why don't you come back to the castle? I'll give you a warm bath and a hot meal. Two things she's never had. Like, I really doubt she's, like, swum in hot currents, because that's bad underwater, where the water suddenly gets really, really hot.
Yeah.
That's not good.
That means you're, like, near a magma thing.
Yeah, like, yeah. Like a sulfur, or in those volcanic towers, whatever they call it.
Yeah.
Where all the poisonous bacteria live.
Oh, yeah, the extremophiles.
Yeah, so she probably doesn't hang out around that very often.
Like, there's one at the bottom of, like, the Gulf of Mexico that's, like boiling and full of, like...
Volcanic vents.
Yeah. And it's, like, full of, like, the essence of hell, basically.
Yeah, so that's going on. And he's like, okay, let me give you a warm bath. Terrifying.
Yeah.
Although she's probably shivering because she's not... She doesn't have mermaid blood anymore.
Yeah, exactly.
And then a hot meal. Another thing she's never had. She's never had prepared foods.
Yeah, I mean, there's not a lot of fire down there, I wouldn't think.
No, there's not a lot of cooking. They don't cook shit.
But they'd have to go close to those, like, hot vents and stuff. And
yeah, those hot things are poisonous. You can't breathe that in or you die.
Because, yeah, it's not like sharks go around going, you know, I can't eat this until it's warmed up for me, you know.
No, or dolphins or octopi, you know, whatever. They're just like, nom.
Barracudas.
To eat this. They may tear a crab open.
Yeah.
They certainly tear clams open all the time because that's what all their underwear is made out of.
Yes, the bras.
And they can probably talk to them. That's the other thing. Like, so they can talk to Sebastian. They can talk to the fish. They're not living off kelp. There's no way. They're just strictly vegetarians. There's a possibility that they're like
talking
baleen.
Like they're like krill and stuff?
Yeah, they like swim around and grab mouthfuls of krill and squish the water out between their teeth. Possibly.
I doubt it. Because, I mean, her teeth, I mean, I don't remember them, like, having a close-up on her teeth, like, beforehand, but I'm pretty sure that she had, like, normal human-y looking teeth beforehand.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but you can strain water between that shit.
Yeah, but it's not designed for that. It's designed for, like,
yours aren't.
Incising and tearing.
She, again, no vagina.
No vagina.
Like, and then vagina. So there might be slight physiological changes. Like, they look like regular teeth, but they're actually baleen.
Yeah, it's possible.
Protrusion.
It's the same thing with the lungs I was saying. Like, they may have, like, fancy lungs. Or fancy gill lungs.
Like, there are all kinds of fucking problems this play does not address. For instance, they sit down to dinner, right? It's hot. Again, we've already explained that's weird. But it's dry.
Yeah.
It's not. She's not swallowing shit.
Yeah, but she's
water.
Been up to the surface. Like she knows that like Eric is on this ship, so she recognizes there's like air up here, right?
Yeah, but she didn't eat any of his food. She's yeah. like, I'm gonna go back down and eat this yeah. fish in. You know, everything she eats is mouthfuls of seawater.
Yeah. Along with it, yeah. I'm just saying she, like, probably understands that, you know, she understands the concept of drying, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I doubt she's like, oh, that's good. Should eat that.
No, yeah.
Like, Scuttle wanders up and she's just like, gonna eat it. Like, what was that? What's that alien movie with Seth Rogen?
No, the alien movie?
Yeah.
Not Paul. No, that was
Paul.
That,
it was
yeah,
Paul.
Yeah, he played the voice of the alien. Yeah.
Yeah, where he eats the pigeon. You don't remember that?
Apparently not.
They're on the side of the road with the RV, and they see a dead pigeon, and he picks it up, and doesn't he like Starmans it, where like he flashes a light over it, and it comes to life, and they're like, "Whoa!"
Yeah, that's right.
And then he just eats it in one
yeah.
bite. Ariel never did that.
No.
I mean, she maybe definitely not to Scuttle because he talks. But maybe yeah. another one. She's just like, I want... Because she seems to be very curious. As mermaids go.
Yeah. I mean, you have to be curious as mermaids go in order to even want to, like, you know, change your entire body to live among a wholly different people than your own people.
Mm-hmm.
That's an adventurous attitude.
Yeah. And then, okay, so Eric marries her. Right? He's royalty.
Right, yeah.
When Triton dies, is Eric then ruler of, like, 76% of the Earth?
It depends on if they have a matriarchal or you know, strictly patriarchal.
And also, what is mermaid lifespan? Is it longer? It's probably longer
than
human.
It's probably longer. It's probably, like, way longer.
So she's going to either live a mermaid lifespan as a human or die young.
Because she's been trained to a human.
Yeah, but Triton probably is not going to let that happen.
No.
Because he's the one who magically turns her back into a human at the end.
Yeah.
So it's like, human, but yeah, we'll save the...
Just human-looking, yes. But still in her heart, a mermaid.
And into what, for a mermaid, really is a heartbeat of a lifespan that humans have.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he's like. He's like, I'll turn a human, she'll fuck this dude, and then he'll die, and then she'll come back. And I have this land kingdom that I now own.
Yeah. Dibs.
Dibs, mine. I can finally try some of this bread I've been hearing so much about. All the other fish seem to like it so much.
So you think if Triton was a character in Greek mythology. So you think if Triton is around, then like Zeus and some of the other ones are around?
No, Poseidon was. Who's Triton's father?
Poseidon was Triton's father?
Yes. And he died from the flu. According to Ursula's song.
Yes.
He got the flu and died. She killed her other six sisters that were ahead of her in the lineage.
Okay.
But there was one male heir that was Triton. He's younger than her.
Wait, Ursula and Triton are siblings?
Yes.
Ah. It's been a while since I watched this movie, apparently.
Well, I don't know if that was any of that was in the movie.
Oh, that was just in the story?
That's all in the musical.
Oh.
All the stuff gets explained.
Okay.
Somebody fly in your glass?
I don't know what it was. I mean, whatever. It was on the side of the glass on the inside, so it wasn't touching the liquid at that time. So if it already was touching the liquid, I'm already poisoned by it. If it's not, then whatever.
You're going to die, James.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
Yeah, that's fair. But...
So, Ursula and Triton...
Brother and sister.
Right, so Poseidon, which means Poseidon was their father, which means if Poseidon was real, then so were Hades and Zeus.
Yeah.
Theoretically.
Well, as evidenced by the Hercules movie.
Yeah, but like nobody says all these Disney movies are in the same universe. Nobody says
that. You've never been on Reddit.
No. Well, it's not, I mean, yes. I mean, I've heard theories and stuff about Pixar movies, about St. Louis, not St. Louis, St. Elsewhere, all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so, well, following that logic then, so...
I'm just saying, if Triton, like, tried to use Ariel to, like, take over this land kingdom, he would be infringing, probably, on his brother's, I'm sorry, his uncle's rights, because, like,
yeah.
If Zeus were around, then Zeus is, like, you know, king of everything, except for what...
Maybe that's what he's shooting for. He's like, I'm going to take it all over.
Yes. This is plot number one. I'm going to marry all the other sisters off
well, because
other,
that's why
other princes around the land kingdoms.
So Zeus takes the sky. He's the oldest. He like immediately claims the sky. He's like, look how big
actually,
it is.
Well, he wasn't the oldest. He was the youngest, actually. But,
but
he was the cleverest. He was
yeah.
the...
He's like, it's mine. But Poseidon was like, that's fine, because the ocean's the biggest.
Yes.
And then Hades is like, well, fuck you assholes.
Ah! All the good stuff.
I'll go down here, be a dick.
Excuse me.
Okay, so Well, that opens it up then. So, if Poseidon's his dad, that means that Hercules is real and it's tied into the Little Mermaid. The Little Mermaid is tied into Frozen.
Frozen?
Yes.
Why is the Little Mermaid tied into Frozen? Oh, because...
The shipwreck.
The shipwreck.
Yes.
They killed her parents.
Yes.
Or their parents, because there was a sister too.
Yes, that's tied in there. If you want to get real deep on it, that's somebody... crazy has broken that all this shit down.
Yeah, and I know like Rapunzel and Flynn make an appearance in Frozen.
Tangled
as well.
is tied into there.
Yeah, Tangled.
So
it's all real.
It's a world where it's magic's definitely a thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, magic's definitely a thing in like all the Disney stuff, the Disney shit.
Yeah.
Pretty much anyway.
Okay, so Pinocchio.
Pinocchio.
Right. He's a little boy.
Right.
In the movie.
At the end, yeah, the movie becomes a little boy.
Yeah, but
he's a little boy.
He's like five. Five or six, maybe.
Okay.
Okay. In the book, he seems a little older. He's an idiot, but he seems a little bit older.
Yes.
And it's like, they just... Like, the movie was downright lighthearted compared to all the shit that happens to him in the book.
Yeah, we've talked a little bit about that. About, like, him, like, going to the snail's house and with broken legs.
Yes.
Yes.
All that shit. All the awful stuff that happens to him.
The snail like takes 6 hours to get there.
Yeah, he's just laying there with broken legs, starving to death, and then they bring him bullshit food. Well, anyway, so he does seem to have some innate knowledge in both, right? In the cartoon, he's like, "Hi, I can talk.
Yes,
and I can dance,
and I've got no strings to hold me down.
Yeah, but I don't understand fire. I obviously wouldn't. But look how pretty my finger. Like, you know, so he knows things. He has a full mastery of the English language. He understands Geppetto is." His father.
Yeah. Well, it's like he had amnesia or something, you know?
Yeah. But he's a fucking idiot.
So he's got practical knowledge, but not knowledge. What do you call that? Like, he has memories of... He doesn't have memories of events, but he has memories of, like, how to do things. Procedural? Not procedural. What's the different kind of memory? Not accidental or anecdotal memory, but procedural memory. Whatever the terms are for that. So he's got, like... He knows how to do stuff. He knows how to talk and walk.
He can walk and...
Yeah, and, like, maybe climb trees. But, like, if it has to do with, like, experiential events, then he has no...
He doesn't have any basis.
Yeah, he didn't have any knowledge of that.
Okay, so then Pinocchio, he's, like, five.
Right.
How much do you remember about when you were five?
Not very much.
Okay. So
I remember being kicked out of kindergarten the day we were learning the letter W.
Okay.
Okay.
All Why? Right. What did you...
I don't remember what I did. I just remember we were learning W, and then the teacher was like, get the fuck out of the class. Except she didn't say, get the fuck, because, you know, it's 5-year-olds. She just kicked me.
Wow. It's rough.
Yeah.
Okay, so Pinocchio, he's in his 30s. He's maybe making toys. Cause that's what his dad did.
Okay.
You know, I mean, you just...
I mean, you would think he'd be good at woodworking.
Yeah.
Although he may feel like, you know, that's...
Really weird about it.
Yeah.
Like, he never sells any of the toys he makes. He's just like, oh, no, I have the weird feeling that it might be alive and feel
I don't,
really
yeah, bad. I don't want to abandon it, yeah.
But he's got all these weird pseudo-memories of being wood. Like, he turned into a donkey, got swallowed by a well. It was a very busy week for him.
Yes. But, you would think that would make deep impressions, though.
You would.
Yeah.
But, I've got a big old... I got a scar on my forehead, like dead center. I got that when I was six. I vaguely remember getting it. Like I tripped on a concrete flagstone and it hit another concrete flagstone with my head. It bled a lot, but it wasn't enough to...
it's a head wound. They always bleed a lot.
Yeah. And it hurt really bad. But I don't clearly remember it.
Right.
Vague notion. I still, when I see concrete blocks with sharp corners, I still kind of... Deep inside.
You kinda, I'm like, twinge on the inside.
Yeah, I remember what that feels like. So, I'm guessing maybe Pinocchio moved away from the seaside town that he grew up in.
Because
that's freaky. Or maybe he's just like, where else would I go? I grew up here. My father died when I was like 9. Because Geppetto's old. Like, Geppetto wasn't around when...
I like how you've thought about this.
Well,
or have you read about this?
I haven't thought about Pinocchio. We should get started on it.
All right. No, I'm just... Okay.
It tied in. Like Geppetto is—he's old. That's a big part of it.
Yeah,
he's got a cat and a goldfish. So he's not around by the time Pinocchio's in high school. Like, that's not even an if.
Yeah.
Maybe he dies when Pinocchio... I mean, he might die that year. They had a busy couple days.
Well, yeah. I mean, that's... And he started dancing around, so, you know, he probably, like... Maybe
yeah,
had
that's rough on your heart. Yeah.
It's possible he's, like, alive on life support, like, in Pinocchio's attic or something like that.
Mm-mm.
He's just, like...
I mean, he does have a magic cricket.
Yeah.
And again, the magic's there. There's, like, an angel that he could call upon.
Or Blue Fairy?
Yeah.
That one? Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he maybe can tie in there. I don't know where the fuck she came from.
I don't know. If you according to the movie AI, she'd wound up at the bottom of the ocean, so whatever.
Yeah. So that shit. Wow, it's fucked up.
So you're saying Pinocchio shows up in another Disney movie?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think the cat did. The cat was in a lot of Mickey Mouse cartoons.
Yeah.
Figaro.
Figaro. That's the name. I knew it had a clever name.
Figaro. Carol and I were actually talking about Snow White last week. How fucked up it was that they were like, I think it was Carol. Maybe. About no, it wasn't. It was somebody else on crew.
Yeah, I would get you know, my wife and other people mixed up all the time.
No, it's just these are kind of conversations I have with Carol.
Yeah, I know.
But somebody saying it was bullshit that Snow White was living with seven little dudes, like dwarfs, which are quite visceral animals, and they never tried to fuck her.
Like, not on camera.
Like, they went, look at this giant thing. We should totally put our dicks in it. Like, that would be the first thing. Like, they come home and she's cleaning their house and be like, oh, I'm fucking that. Anybody else?
Dibs.
Yeah, mine. No, mine. You go to the mine. I'm fucking this giant goddess that's cleaning our house.
This wonderful giantess. Her mounds are as large as my head.
Another thing about Snow White, the dwarves don't drink. And they don't seem to. They seem to be really cool with this chick popping into the house and, like, totally cleaning them up. Like, everybody has to bathe. I cooked. But everybody's got to be clean. Also, no swearing and drinking.
Like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
Probably better not to think too hard about all that shit.
When you started talking about that, it reminded me of, like, the Grimm fairy tales and, like, how those are way different from the movies that wound up. Like, Sleeping Beauty.
Uh-huh.
I think that's the one. Either Snow White or Sleeping Beauty, because they both, like, go to sleep for a while. So I get confused about what the original, like, Grimm fairy tales were like. And how, like, one of them, she was asleep, and, like, Prince Charming came along, and, like, before he, like, kissed her and woke her up, he, like, had sex with her.
It's Sleeping Beauty.
Sleeping Beauty, while she was unconscious. And, like, she actually has a baby because of that before she even wakes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Happens. It's like 50 First Dates. Where she wakes up and she's got a child.
Yeah.
Like, what? I have no memory of this. Or Superman Returns.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's got, like, the...
The super baby?
The super baby, but she doesn't remember that. Because Superman gave her magic kiss. At the end of...
Superman 2?
Yeah.
Aw.
So she has a super baby. And I'm sure it's kicking the shit out of her womb.
Yeah. Well, yeah,
maybe. Well, no, he was fine because...
No yellow sunlight.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that works.
You are such a fucking nerd.
You got there first.
I know. I'm not saying I'm not. I'm just saying you are.
And so especially sunbathing with her legs cranked up, probably wouldn't have noticed if the baby was born. Even then, I don't think you could.
So I'm just picturing the baby's, like, view from the womb. Just, like, you know.
A little pinhole. And then he just cuts his way out with his laser eyes. But yeah, that didn't happen.
No, it didn't. Huh. Wow. All right, so... The visuals on that one are just kind of like, wow.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of like Prometheus. She had the squid baby in her?
Oh, yeah. I thought you were talking about the Greek myth.
No, the movie, which I actually liked. I know a lot of people hate on it.
I didn't like it when I saw it in the theater, but I saw it again on, like, video, like home video, and I was like, okay, there's redeeming factors to this.
Yeah, I liked it.
I think part of my problem was, like, I think... I just expected it to be a certain thing, and it was not that thing. It, like, didn't... It was not, like, a closed loop. It was, like, starting a new branch, kind of, because it didn't answer the questions from the original Alien, it, like, neatly and, like, you know, boom, boom, boom. It's like, we're going to start maybe two or three other movies, too. So, but, like, when you accept it for what it is, it's not bad.
What did you think it was going to answer?
Like, I thought that they were going to land on LV-426, whatever the number of it was. Mm-hmm. And, like, that would be, like, how everything got to that place. And that would be the same alien that they found, or the alien-human whatever guy, engineer, that was at the beginning of the original Alien movie that they found with the chest burst, like, in that little thing.
Yeah.
But it was a totally different planet.
Yeah, but you found out what that guy was.
Yeah, you found out what he was.
And you found out where that alien came from.
Yeah, I guess.
What more do you want, James?
I want everything. Take from them everything. Give them nothing. I said that backwards.
I thought the only thing I really had a problem with was Charlize Theron dying. The big rolling thing.
Because she didn't run sideways?
Yeah, just run sideways.
Yeah.
Idiot.
That's too much logic. Too much logic.
You're going to outrun that giant rolling donut? That's huge. It's going to keep going in that direction for a while.
Yeah.
As evidenced by the fact that it did.
It did, yeah. Like, all you had to do was run sideways. Run sideways.
Or at a diagonal.
At a diagonal.
Take a...
Shit. Anywhere but straight. And that's like the one way you could go that it would die. It's like, here's the death pass. Okay, death path. Let me just run along this death path.
Serial killer in a truck going to run me down. I'm running right down the middle of the road.
Yeah.
I could step off a little bit.
A little bit.
There's woods.
Hide behind a tree.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Stupid. So in Cinderella, there's...
Cinderella, Cinderella, what to do with Cinderella?
Ugh.
But yeah.
I didn't have any massive problems with Cinderella.
Are we talking about... Wait. We're talking about the original Disney movie, right?
Yeah.
Or the original Disney movie.
I would assume all our discussions are currently going to be taking place in the Disney universe.
Yeah, yeah. But now they're making like live action stuff. Like Maleficent and the new Cinderella... It was a new Cinderella movie, right? Yeah.
I didn't watch those.
Neither did I. But I was just making sure. Because they're making like a new Beauty and the Beast movie with Emma Watson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see how that goes. I'm sure it'll be wonderful, whatever they... I'm probably going to see it, though.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they get good reviews, they make money, and I don't go see them.
So, did you see the Warcraft movie?
No, it just came out.
Yeah,
I didn't even look up the numbers. I meant to look up the numbers for it. How did
it did okay here. It didn't do great.
Yeah, that's what I figured.
It's breaking records in China.
Well,
which means it is flipped... You know, a lot of people are saying, well, see, this is the one that's the big turning point. They're going to start making blockbusters for China because the market here doesn't exist anymore. So, like,
I wouldn't say it doesn't exist.
Well, I mean, it's here, but like, China is a market that they're like, okay, we've tapped, we're in.
Yeah.
Like, Matt Damon's making a movie for China.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. It's like, I'm sure it's going to come here, but it's being made in China with the Chinese.
In China, for China, by China.
Yeah, the Chinese superstar in Matt Damon.
Oh.
And like, it's being produced by an American company.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it's called, but.
Yeah, I mean, but like, that's like. Instead of just thinking for the international market, I mean, because we had things that were marketed for America, now we're thinking things marketed internationally, and now it makes sense that they're overseas only, or overseas primarily targeting.
Yeah.
It seems like a trend. I mean, I don't think we're going to lose, you know, people are going to stop thinking about the American market, but
yeah.
I mean, that makes sense. It makes dollars, so it makes sense. I did not mean to say that, and that sounded so trite, but it's actually accurate.
It's in a rap song.
It makes dollars, so it makes sense?
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Okay, well, there you go. That's, okay, somebody said
that's
it before.
The chorus.
I don't even know if that's worse that somebody else said that, and just when it came out of me, I was, like, saying it so naturally.
It was the 90s.
I don't know.
I don't...
It makes dollars, so it makes sense. If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
Who's saying, if it don't make dollars, it don't make sense? This Australian bitch.
Jacking on that. Jacking on that,
mate. DJ Screw.
DJ Screw. Yeah. Yes, I accidentally quoted DJ Screw.
Let's see. Oh, it looks like somebody took the tape, like the cassette tape, and recorded both sides on YouTube. It's an hour, hour and 42 minutes long.
An hour and... Wow, that's a long cassette tape.
And it's got the cover art on it.
That's got to be one of those Max Element 120s, or Memorex 120s.
Dude, there are a lot of them. Like, somebody took all of DJ Screw's albums and put them all on YouTube.
There's so much stuff on YouTube that, like, anything you can think of, you can probably find on there, unless it involves nipples.
Yeah, none of that, YouTube. Or is it DJ Quick? Maybe? Hold on.
Go, DJ.
Now it's a thing. Nope, it's DJ Quick.
Oh.
I was off last week.
Masturbating?
Well, not really. But we did 7 shows in 5 days.
Oh.
So yeah. I was just exhausted. But every second I was home, I was either eating, showering, or playing Grand Theft Auto V.
You got your priorities
or,
there.
Or asleep.
Yeah. Well, I like that Grand Theft Auto came before sleep.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah. But they, you know, I'd put it down for a while, pick it back up, and they updated a bunch of stuff. They added a bunch of things, and they added a lot of songs to all the radio stations.
Oh, yeah.
So the first station I go to is the pop station, which, you know, whatever. It's fun killing people while, you make a not feel good, plays in the background. But then you go to the old school rap station, which is just fucking fantastic. It's got NWA, it's got... basically everything that the soundtrack from middle school, you know.
Yeah.
It's all there.
Does that feel like Two Live Crew?
It does not. That I would definitely have noticed, but very catchy, like you cruise around. The only problem is that I don't have a headset.
Oh.
So it's all basically I'm cruising around smoking fools in my lowrider and listening to gangster rap, and Carol is in the bed behind me making just tremendous fun of me. She's like, "What are you listening to?" I'm like, "It's the soundtrack of my childhood, woman." Like, I don't know how to explain it. It's like, you know, my grandfather listened to a lot of jazz.
Yeah.
Like, that was kind of the anti-authoritarian music of his childhood. You know, it's like, that's like Uncle Buck, baby. Uncle Buck. It was the John Hughes movie where the kids were listening to rap.
Yeah.
You know, like that kind of marked the change from pop music and rock and roll to rap. That becomes the big anti-authority. My parents right. listened to rock and roll.
So I'm listening to something different.
This. So in my house, this it was, you know, in my, stuff. Yeah, in my house, it was Led Zeppelin. In my room, it was NWA, it was Metallica, it was The Chronic. like those. That shit that's playing in there. That's the albums that you pass around. Like, don't let your mom take that away. And on the church trip, when you get the headphones on with the CD player.
Yeah.
Like, what are you listening to, Vivaldi? It's not.
It's
The Chronic, which I wore out.
And maybe it was like Run DMC and Metallica and... oh, yeah. Like all the,
a lot of Snoop Dogg.
Anthrax and Public Enemy, when they did that stuff together and like started...
Yeah.
I mean, actually, I guess it was Aerosmith and Run DMC that made the first like real... hard rock hip hop crossover thing. And then it was like Anthrax and Public Enemy did their thing, and I was then, like, already individually
like Biohazard and Onyx did it too.
And then, well, they had that whole the Judgment Night soundtrack. I don't know.
Yes.
We talked about this, we did, it was all
crossovers.
That was like 1993.
Catchy
and then
shit.
Like the next thing you know, you got like Limp Bizkit and the other people, some not some 41 crawl Linkin Park.
Yeah, somebody's gotta fuck it up.
I know,
it's gonna get to a point where it's just ridiculous.
I mean, Korn is also another...
Snoop Dogg used to be awesome, and then he did a crossover with Psy. So, like, things change. You get older.
Yeah.
You're Ice Cube, and you do family flicks.
Yeah.
Just are we there yet?
Yeah, I gotta make movies. I mean, I gotta make money. I don't have to do it like this anymore.
Yeah.
This is fun. And I got kids, so shut the fuck up. I survived. I didn't Eazy-E out of the business.
Yeah.
Although Eazy Does It was another album that was
Eazy
under
does it, do it Eazy. Yeah.
Was on a regular rotation with me and my
down the street
very and white friends.
Yeah.
Nobody Move, Nobody Get Hurt. That was my favorite.
Oh.
Yeah. Just Eazy, he was just, he was funny, but not like Ice Cube. He was funny just in that his sense of humor was very childish.
It was.
He would do very lazy rhymes, but they were kind of funny.
They made him famous. Or they kept him famous, depending on how you look at it.
I think the Jericho had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
I mean, he had money. He had the Jericho, and he put a new cap on it.
Yes.
Which, you know.
Usually, like, Oakland Raiders, but or Los Angeles Raiders, whichever it was at the time.
White Sox, I think, were another one.
I don't know. They had a lot of Raiders stuff.
Yeah, oh yeah. This has been a weird conversation.
It has been a weird conversation. I was expecting to talk about, when we started talking about video games, I was going to be like, oh, have you seen the new God of War preview?
No, but, I haven't.
Oh, yeah. God of War 4 for the obviously for the PlayStation. But he's going into Norse mythology now.
Oh?
Din and company. I've only seen, like, I was like, oh, there's a new trailer. And I was like, oh, I've got a couple minutes. You know, I can watch the new trailer. And it's like a 10-minute trailer.
Uh-huh.
And I've only watched the first, like, 4 minutes. But the view is very, like, kind of, like, over-the-shoulder Resident Evil 4 style.
Uh-huh.
But, like, you know, the feel of it is still very God of War. Like, the first, he, like, takes on a few, like, weird-looking zombie-type things. But then, like, there's this Viking giant 12-foot tall, maybe like 15-foot tall guy who's got like horns coming out of the side, and he's all dressed Viking, you know, Norse-like,
yeah,
to like fight Kratos, who's now has like a big Viking beard.
It's not the beard, yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, so yeah, it looks like it's going to have the same kind of feel as if you sort of enjoy God of War, it's going to have like the same kind of gameplay. I don't know how the story's going to go, like at all, but, you know, there's more Kratos coming.
Okay.
Yeah. And not, I mean, that. God of War is one of those things where, I mean, I don't even own a PlayStation 4, so, like, if I want to play this, I'll have to either borrow one or buy one or whatever.
Mm.
But, like, I
wait for the 4.5.
Yeah.
Which Sony, they're doing the 4.5. Xbox is doing the Xbox One S.
Yeah.
And then Project Scorpio.
Project Scorpio. Oh. That's real?
Yeah.
Okay.
They unveiled both of those at E3. The relief I had was that the PlayStation VR will work with the PlayStation 4.
Yeah.
You don't have to get the 4.5 for it to work.
Okay.
One of the demos they had was the new Resident Evil game.
Ooh. It
works with VR. And they've been running tests. I think either Gizmodo or Kotaku has been running Facebook Live coverage of that. But they're like, yeah, I threw up. So that's good.
Yeah.
Looking forward to that. Really looking forward to Grand Theft Auto in VR. Like, the first-person thing is it's a whole other thing. But the one big problem I have with it is, okay, running around, San Andreas it's a first-person shooter. Until you get in the car, driving is difficult.
Yeah.
You have to switch the camera.
Yeah,
because you can't really look around. But in VR, you hop in the car, you can look around and drive.
Yeah, you can.
So
you can live it like you can play it like you live it.
But yeah, that's coming out in October. So I'm going to get that.
Yeah,
it's a long way away.
There are so many beautiful toys coming out.
Yes.
Oh man, I love playing video games. I do. I've been playing when I can. I've been playing. Sunset Overdrive, is that what it's called?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is like, I'm like a year behind, but, you know, it's a fucking fun game.
The two free ones for PlayStation this month were
Goat Simulator?
No.
Super Meat Boy?
That was on PS3.
You're right, you said PlayStation.
Yeah, well,
I'm thinking Xbox. I was looking at Xbox.
Well, the games are different for PS3, PS4, and the PS...
Yeah. It's the same with Xbox. There's Xbox 360 free games and Xbox One free games.
Yeah, the PS4 free games were Gone Home and NBA 2K16 or whatever.
Uh-huh.
Which I downloaded. I'm not big into sports games, but...
It's free.
It's free. It's supposedly a really good game, so I'm going to play at least one game of
basketball. Yeah, I think I've purchased every free game since... You know, in the last like half a year or something like
that. And the nice thing about PlayStation is you can mark it, you can add it to your library without having to download it.
Yeah, same with Xbox. Later.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
But I played Gone Home. Have you played that?
No.
Okay, Gone Home is not at all what I thought it would be. And spoilers for Gone Home. If you haven't played it, spoilers. But it came out a couple years ago, so this is a console port that they finally did. It came out on PC. So it's set in 1995.
Okay.
You play a girl who's been away on a European vacation for like a year.
And like she comes back and her like parents are gone or
her
something?
Her parents are gone and her sister's gone.
Yeah, okay. I've heard about this. I read about it.
And so wandering around finding letters and things, she slowly puts together what has happened while she was gone.
Right.
You know, I'm not going to spoil it because it's a game I think everyone really needs to play. It's...
It's very story driven. It's not like, I mean, from what I understand,
it is not at all what I thought. I thought it was going to be like a ghost. There were going to be ghosts and things and jump scares, and there are parts of it that are, there's a lot of foreboding and dread to it. But once you get to the end, you're like, oh, that was all. None of that was.
Yeah. Okay. Just no. Say no more.
Yeah.
But yeah, it does sound very, very intriguing.
But it's, and it was quick. I finished that game in two plays.
Yeah.
I sat down and played it twice over 2 days and was able to finish it.
You, like 6 hours, 8 hours?
Maybe 6 hours.
Okay.
And you can play through it with commentary from the developers.
Oh.
Which I would not do the first time.
No.
But, and you can also have the choice.
Oh, this year is really going to foreshadow it, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, and you can choose to unlock all the doors, too, because you have to find keys and stuff to unlock the house. So you can play through with everything unlocked, and you can go right to the last part and just wrap up the entire story and get and just find out everything that happened. But it's, I can't talk about it without like it isn't an action packed game. It's just about you kind of finding out the story that's real. Again, no magic or anything.
Right.
Well, there's a little magic, but it's not like it's not like I can't, but not fake. I don't know how.
Okay, listeners. I mean, Nick just looks like he's about to have a stroke or something like that. It's just like but then you
if you have a PS4 and you haven't download it while it's there, play it. It's a quick playthrough. Like at the end of it, I looked at Carol and I was like, "That was not at all what I expected." But I'm glad I played it.
Yeah.
It's the opportunity. It's the only like games you let you be somebody else, right? This game lets you share an experience with somebody that in a way that like a book doesn't. And it's not just the experience of the character you're playing, it's the character, like the people she learns about in the story. And the way that it's kind of doled out over the course of it, you come to realizations and you understand that person's point of view in a way that, like, I think there are games that could be made like this, because it's not a game that you're, it's like Schindler's List. You're glad you watched it, but it's not something like, let's go to the movies.
Yeah.
And again, it's not, you're not going to get to the end of this and want to kill yourself and or feel all bad. You get to the end of it and go, wow, that was something.
Yeah.
You know, I just, they somebody put time and effort to share something with me. And that's what I got out of it, is that, like, it changed perspective. Didn't really change perspective. It changed... It gave me another viewpoint,
yeah,
something, and a deeper understanding of something that, you know, you already kind of know about. I can't. There's no way to talk about the blubber.
You want to just stop talking about it now?
Yeah, I think it's available on Steam if you don't have PS4. But Gone Home, totally worth playing.
It's not on Xbox.
I think it might be.
Okay.
They made a console edition, and I don't know if they put it on Xbox and PS4. If it is on Xbox, pick it up.
All right.
It's good. Right. And I guess we're at time. I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
You've been dorked. Yeah, that was weird. It's good having you in the shop, though.
It is.
Gojira!
Sorry.
I've been getting a lot of Godzilla shirts.
Why?
Like, every time they pop up, I don't know. I like, he's the king of the monsters.
He is king of monsters. He
deserves to be venerated.
Has he been oppressed or perspired?
But I'll tell you what it is. I like it, all the ones I have are, it's Godzilla and then some Japanese take on it. So this has, you know, Godzilla.
Gojira. And it has Godzilla in katakana, basically.
Yeah. And, like, I have one that's, like, one of those Japanese wave paintings. You know?
Oh, yeah. But it's the wood print wave.
Yeah, but the wave is shaped like Godzilla.
Yeah.
You know? Shit like that. Just ridiculous things. And I looked up one day and I was like, I have a lot of Godzilla shirts. It's not that I was a giant Godzilla fan growing up. I'm just like, Godzilla.
Oh.
He's cool.
When I was, however old I was, when I was in high school, I had 17 Joker shirts. Like, Joker was like my character. I was
like, a lot of Looney Tunes.
Yeah.
But it was the ones that came out in the 90s, like, were.
Where, like, Bugs Bunny's, like, holding a microphone.
Yes,
like,
I had that shirt.
Oh, okay.
I had Bugs Bunny and Tiffany Devil in low-slung jeans.
Yeah, I'm talking about that.
Sort of B-Boys fans.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not. 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 I'm
Goodbye, folks.